Podcast as we head towards the Christmas holidays. They're so long. We talk about it every year, how long the Christmas holidays are and what we're going to do, what we're not going to do. I haven't been to the gym for so long. My watch now says to me, my watch will beep and say, off to a great start. And I'm like, all I've done this morning is walk to the fridge.
It's just awkward, honestly. I'm sitting here in this skirt and all I seem to do is just try and shuffle it down. I'm thinking, what's changed? Obviously, my ass has grown.
We're not even at Christmas yet. Oh, we're in for a treat. Oh, I tell you what else is coming up as well, the dance concert. So we've obviously got four girls between us. They all do dancing.
Yes, they do.
The concert's coming up. They've been doing extra rehearsals. So they've been doing extra rehearsals on a Monday and a Friday night. So Monday night until 8. And I love that because a friend's parent drops them back.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
We've got the same thing.
Because they don't get home till like 8:30. But I sort of wish that they offered to do the Friday night instead because both of us have to stay sober until 8:30 so we can pick them up.
Thanks for the kind gesture of picking my child up or my children up. But would you mind shuffling it to Friday? Because Monday doesn't really work, so that's convenient. No. I try not drink on a Monday, so that works for me. I'm the same. I've got this beautiful mother whom was like, oh, just bring Grace home. I'm there anyway. I said to her, can't we just do 1 week on, 1 week off just to give you a break? She was like, no, I'm there anyway. Don't even stress. It's fine. I go past your house. And I'm like, you're just so kind. Like, you're ridiculously kind. Like, I owe you massively. Like, I owe you big time because it helps out heaps because I don't have to, you know, take Elsie out and vice versa. And it's in between getting dinner and all that stuff. But I still think about her going, she's still just sitting at dance waiting and she's waiting for bring my child home. And it's just so helpful. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm just going to buy her a case of wine at the end of the year to go, you are a saint. I love you.
Do what I do. You have to do the Dan Murphy stuff and then start buying bottles of alcohol for everyone that's done you a favour over the last few months. Thank you so much for having them for a sleepover. Thank you so much for taking them to dance.
They're like, I'll take your kids more often if I get a case of wine out of it.
Am I a bad mum for being selective over their money?
Look, I've got two kids that are saving all their cash at the moment.
Your kids are so good at that.
Yeah, they're enjoying seeing it though.
Yeah, see, mine are, it burns a hole in their pockets. Literally, the day that they got birthday money, can we spend it today? Can we spend it today? I was like, why don't you just wait until you have something that you actually want to buy, as opposed to what can I buy because this is the money. So they wanted to buy some, they're into brands now and they, I know, I can't just buy them Kmart clothes anymore.
It's a game changer.
And I'm like, well, if you want expensive stuff, you need to
buy it yourself.
Because they used to have all these like pretty dance shorts, like the coloured ones, like the actual dance from Block or whatever. And now it's all about the sports brands. So they want Nike shorts.
Yeah.
So we went into Nike and Amelia, for the first time ever, she went, how much are those ones? I went, they're $40. She went, how much are those? I went, these are 20. And she went, okay, I don't even want to try those on because I don't want to spend $40 on them.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. Yeah. I said, isn't it interesting when it's your own money? Because if it was my money, you'd go straight for the $40 pair because you don't care about what,
And give you a guilt trip if you didn't buy them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you just want me to spend all my money. That's all my kids want. I can go, I can't even go to the supermarket with my kids without having some sort of breakdown.
When we started this podcast, you used to always talk about your shopping trips to like Woolies, nowhere else, just Woolies. as they've grown up, it's just probably been consistent, but they've moved on from like wanting the Frozen, you know, the musical, the movie, Frozen sultanas, can't have home brand, can't have,
yeah,
had to have those. And now you're in Nike shorts.
Yeah.
There's an ongoing trend.
I call
kids.
Them the can I have twins, because everywhere right. I go, can I have, that's no, right. no. Even the petrol station. I can't go in the petrol station. They say, can I come in? No. Because I want to go in and out. I don't want to be getting drinks and snacks. And
there's always a 2-for discount at every BP that you go into.
Mm-hmm.
2 for 6. Yeah. And your girls, 2 of them. Oh, we'll have that. 2 waters, 2 twisties,
yeah.
2 chocolates.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I have twins? And, that's so good.
And I have a real thing about, I mean, I buy the odd drink from a petrol station like everyone does, but I'm also like, and get a whole pack of those in Coles for half that price that they're charging for one. Really annoys me. So they're spending their birthday money, and then Amelia, I'm really impressed with, because she's like, okay, she had $70 to spend and she spent $20 on her shorts. So she was like, great, I've got $50 left. She said, yeah, I'll save that. I said, perfect. Holly bought 2 pairs of shorts. She bought the $40 ones and the $20 ones. So she only had $10 left.
Sounds like my kind of kid.
And then literally we're leaving the shop, and as we go through the shopping center, there's a big lolly stand in the middle of the shopping center. And I'm like, keep walking. Everyone keep walking. Amelia's stopped at the lollies. Mom, please, I've got money left. Please, I really want to buy some lollies. I'm like, okay, it's your money. Buy some lollies. And she's gotten to the stage where she is now, I want these, I want these, these. She can't decide either. She's taking forever. These. And she's come back with an armful of packets of lollies. And I'm like, part of me's going, you're not having those. Like, you are not having all of those. And then the other part of me's going, this is her money. This is her birthday money. Tough. How can you say, no, you can't buy what you want to buy with your own birthday money?
Yeah.
So we've negotiated down a little bit, and she's got like maybe 4 things, and she's paid. And then as we're walking out of the shopping center, I couldn't help myself and I've gone, I'm not going to let you eat those though. She's gone, what do you mean? I said, you're not eating all those. You're not going to just sit and eat all those now. You can have one. She went, one? I've got all these packets. I went, that's not my problem. You're not having them.
You're savage. You are savage. Let you buy them all, spend all your $50. Off you go. Go on, spend it all on lollies. Yeah, now you can eat one.
But I didn't think about it properly. And then the mum kicked in. I went, you can't just let her sit in the car and eat 4 packs of lollies.
No.
It's Monday. I get it. Yeah. it'd be different if it was Saturday. It's Monday.
My kids would love Nike shorts, and maybe I just wait for your kids to grow a little bit more, because I reckon by January I can get those off you and then I don't have to buy them for $20 or $40.
Yeah.
They can hustle them, like side hustle them to me for like $10. How much would you pay for secondhand Nike shorts?
Depends how good. If they seemed like new.
Mm. Would you buy them?
Yeah,
you wouldn't
probably
wear them. Would you buy somebody else's secondhand Nike shorts? Lycra?
Maybe not.
I was like, go on, Katie. I know what you're like. There's no way you're wearing somebody else's gym gear.
We've got council pickup coming soon. I keep driving around and there's old mattresses outside of people's houses. And you know what's going to happen? The people in the trucks are going to go and pick those mattresses up.
Yeah.
You know what they're called?
No.
Rag and bone men.
Rag and bone men. What does that mean?
It means they go around taking other people's rubbish.
Like to throw it away?
No, they keep it.
They keep it.
Or sell it.
Mattresses.
You could probably drive through somewhere like Ascot and they'd be chucking out Nike shorts on the front driveway.
For free. Not even paying $10. This is going to be completely left field. I just need to lead in with that, going, this is not a am I a bad mum topic. This was before I had kids, but we had those big last lot of floods in Brisbane. I think it was 2011. Was that the floods? we were driving to the other side of town. We were cruising along through Albion, and you know that there's brothels in Albion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they got flooded out and they left all their mattresses out on the front.
Oh, no. Don't tell me someone took those. Someone went past and took those.
I remember driving past and doing like a double take of going, holy wow, please tell me no one
is taking those mattresses. Oh my God, how did we get to mattresses at a brothel from buying lollies with your birthday money?
It's what kids make you do.